Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, and joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Eric Name. Eric Hot Takes Name works for The Athletic, and he joins us Tuesdays, 3:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Eric, you've covered this team now for your first year, full year, and they win a series in the NBA playoffs, so I think all thanks goes to you.
Yeah, if people want to give it to me, I'm cool with that. If that means I get some more subscribers or a raise, I'm cool with that, too.
None of that's going to happen. Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about this Boston Celtics series going forward here. We were talking about it earlier in the first segment. Who would you rather have in the series, Kyrie or Giannis? Gary sides with Kyrie. I went with Giannis. And I just, for me, I think Kyrie, as easily as he could help Boston win the series, I think he could help Boston lose the series at the same point. What's your take on Kyrie in this series?
I mean, I think there's a couple guys in the Eastern Conference that you should really fear, and Kyrie's certainly among one of them. When it comes to the playoffs, you're always going to be looking for guys that can score in isolation, right? Like, as you go through a seven-game series, you get to know each other. You know all of their sets. You know everything that you do. You know every play, every action, everything. You know it all. So at some point, you have to have guys that can just go out and get a bucket. So Kyrie is among the very best at that in the entire league. Like, there just aren't many one-on-one isolation scorers like Kyrie Irving. So I think he is someone that, you know, you absolutely have to fear if you're a Bucks fan, because there's just not many guys that can do that. There's not many guys that can score in the way that he can when things break down. Best player on the floor is in that series. It's Giannis. It's not particularly close. It just isn't. Like, Giannis is one of the five best players in the league. Kyrie Irving is not. That's just, I mean, those are simple facts. Now
let me just say this, since you got that out. And here's why I said what I said.
Protect yourself, Eric.
You don't have to protect himself, because this is true. I'm never going to speak the truth, Leroy. I'm going to tell the truth all the time. Here's why I said, and I don't necessarily disagree with what Eric just said.
Right, yeah.
And of course, he's a homer anyway, and no one has the guts to say what I'm about to say. But this is a true statement.
Eric's a good guy. I bought
this is a true statement. Giannis has not shown me anything yet in the playoffs like Kyrie has. Body of work is what I'm talking about, Eric. So if you just go on the body of work, what Kyrie has done in the playoffs, and the body of work, what Giannis has done, I think we both agree the body of work, what Uncle Drew has done, is greater than what Giannis has done.
Man, you got to let me keep talking, Gary, because that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, I think it's undeniable. There's no doubt that Giannis has never had an NBA Finals moment like Kyrie Irving. And, again, a lot of that is circumstance. A lot of that is that Kyrie got to grow up playing with LeBron James and Giannis didn't. So, you know, he got a chance to go a little bit deeper in the playoffs and get a chance to, you know, flex his muscles in those moments. So I would agree with you. There's no doubt. If you're looking at resumes and as far as best shots anyone has ever hit, if we're talking about NBA final shots, Kyrie Irving might have hit the greatest, most clutch NBA final shot of all time.
Right? I said that already. Well, thanks for agreeing with me on that. Because it's true. I mean, it's easy to go say Giannis. And listen, Giannis very well may this year. Giannis, hold on. Giannis very well may this year be what Kyrie was or did, you know, a couple years ago. We don't know that, but he could be.
Sure, and I would say I think we're talking about two different things.
Yeah.
If we're talking about the best player in the series, I think it's without a doubt Giannis. If we're talking about, you know, the most clutch player in the series, I think you'd be talking about Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Because one has done it and one hasn't. So yeah. I think there's definitely things to be said. And, you know, this is why I said, like, Kyrie is one of the few players in the Eastern Conference that you really have to fear. He's absolutely undeniably one of them because he is that type of scorer. He is that type of player in isolation. And he does have the clutch credentials to back it all up. So I totally get where you're coming from in that regard, Gary. Like, I'm not going to try to take any of that away from Kyrie.
Eric, don't be scared of him. Just trust me. He's all mouth sometimes. He's been gone for 3 weeks, and he's just back. This guy's amazing. But I love him, though. I can't get rid of him. But I want to go back to last year's series because I think some of that has to do with Uncle Drew did not play last year. They had the Rozier. I can't get this guy out of my head because I want Bledsoe to destroy this guy. But I also want the president to play. I also think about Mirotić taking shots. These guys are going to get the shots because, you know, Boston had something last year. These young guys coming out and making these shots off the bench, they really showed me something. So to me, it's going to be about the Sterling Browns, the Pat Connaughtons, and these guys. They're going to get shots. If they're making shots, the Bucks are going to beat them. And they have home court because that's what was so big last year about who's on, everybody wanting their home court. Do you think home court will play a difference in this game, or ultimately it'll come down to coaching, which I give that is to the potential coach of the year, Budden?
So I would say, I think if you ask anyone in this organization, if they, I mean, you can just ask them, if you play game 7 against the Celtics last year in the Bradley Center instead of TD Garden, do you win? And all of them would say yes.
Yeah,
they all believe that. And they've even said that with totally unprompted. Not even me asking about it, they've said that. So I know that is, as an organization, something that they believe. So they do think home court advantage is really important. And you brought up the other guys, and, you know, I wrote it in my story last night after the game, you know, kind of stuff that we've learned in this first-round series. And
now, where'd you write your stuff at? Tell me where you wrote it.
You can find all that at The Athletic.
Well, I'd like you to plug your place now. I mean, come on now. Let them know where they can read this stuff at.
For sure. At The Athletic, we got a 40% off subscription special run right now for the NBA playoffs.
But in that article,
when you look at who played for the Bucks in that game set, not just that it was in TD Garden, a 40-year-old Jason Terry played 20 minutes in that game. Jabari Parker, who is struggling to figure out his place in the league, played 29 minutes. Thon Maker, a player that the Bucks traded away and then dominated in this past series, started and played 25 minutes. Tyler Zeller played. Shabazz Muhammad played. And those weren't mop-up duty minutes. Those were actual minutes. Those were rotation minutes. When you look at all those guys, Thon is struggling, you know, to find his role in the league. Jabari is struggling to find his role in the league. Those other three guys, they're not in the league this year. They're not even able to get on a team. And again, for Jason Terry, it's because he's old. But, you know, Tyler Zeller and Shabazz Muhammad, they've been struggling to even get in the league. So I think that there is kind of this idea, and it's funny, I tweeted out earlier today that, you know, it's only been about 15 hours at this point, but for those 15 hours, every Celtics fan and every Bucks fan has yelled at the other fan base that you don't understand how much better we are than we were last year.
Right.
Because both sides believe it. The Celtics believe that with Kyrie Irving, with Gordon Hayward, they're much better this year. And Bucks
fans, we're really better because we're number one.
I don't disagree with you there, Leroy. But what I'm saying is both fan bases truly believe that the other fan base has no idea what they're talking about because they're basing on last year's series. And I think that's what's really important to focus on here is that last year's series doesn't tell us much of anything about either of these two teams.
That's a good point.
Eric,
you're right about that. That's why you write for The Athletic.
Well, let's see if he can be right here. What's your prediction for Bucks and Celtics?
The whole series or the next game?
The whole series, man.
Come on, man. We got a long way to go.
I would say Bucks and 7.
That's what I like to hear. There you go. Eric Name of The Athletic joins us 3:48.
You just wasted the whole tee. Now you don't need to write no more. Just put down Bucks and seven. I'm trying to get you to go game by game.
I got plenty to write. Don't worry.
I know.
He's a professional. He has plenty to write. Eric, we'll talk next week.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Sounds good. See you, pal.
Eric Name of The Athletic joined the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. He might be my friend, but he's your best man in your wedding. So that's something you're going to have to remember.
I'm just trying to keep the narrative straight, cuz. I just thought about the narrative, man.
Oh, look at you. Narrative.
Narrative
straight, cuz.
Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and LaVoie Judgment Day returns.
I think I liked it better when I was the only brother on the show, though.
Well, then you need to go then, because I was here first.
Yeah, you hired me, so I got to be quiet.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, he didn't hire me. I got to be quiet.
You better watch it over there.
Tom!
Better watch your mouth over there, Mr. Nice Blue Jacket.
I'll call the man on you.
Call the man?
Yeah,
that sounds real scary. Before anybody else gets in trouble, we're going to go to a break. Wendy's Big Show's coming back after this.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.